Pat Brady joins us now, Senior Vice President of Mercury Public Affairs. You know him probably as well as the former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, former federal and state prosecutor. Got a long title, Pat. I got to figure out ways to shorten that, buddy. But you're an important guy, and we appreciate you joining us again. Hello, hello.
Hey, John, a lot of formers in there. A lot of formers.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But I got to ask right off the bat, did you watch the president's speech last night?
I did. I watched that, and I watched the response. It was interesting.
Yeah. Well, give us a couple of your takeaways.
I think watching it, having watched a lot of Trump's speeches over the years, campaign speeches, it was fundamentally a campaign speech. And you know, the purpose of it is that he can tell the country what he thinks, where he thinks the country stands. The same kind of hot button issues, immigration, you know, a lot of the recognition and deservedly so of the hockey team and the heroes. I guess my takeaway from watching it, though, as a Republican, his poll numbers are horrible right now. I mean, about 60% of the country disapproves of what he's doing. So as much as it was nice for him to talk about what he says are his achievements, I'm not sure how much that helps Republicans because it doesn't seem like the public's buying that he's had the successes he's had. So I think that was kind of a problem if you're thinking about Republicans in the midterms.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had an opportunity and wanted to use it as a reset, as you mentioned, those poll numbers, and kind of to set the platform for putting himself essentially on the ballot for elections this fall, which in some districts that probably helps. In some districts, maybe not so much. There was a lot of red meat there, as you'd expect, and that's the president's prerogative to his own party. I wonder, and, you know, you're kind of – I mean, you're not an independent. I know you're still a registered Republican, right, Pat?
Yeah, you don't register in Illinois. I'm still a Republican. I'm just okay. I've been said clearly. I'm not a. I don't agree with President Trump because I'm a conservative Republican, and a lot of what he talks about is not conservative. And like last night, I don't like the tone.
Right.
I don't like the Democrats' tone either. Not standing up or not showing up. I don't like the tone of things these days, and I wish that would change. But he's not going to change. That's the way he's always been, and it's worked for him, but. We'll see if it works in the midterms.
I agree about not showing up. I made that point yesterday with our friend Leland Vittert. I was just like, it's a constitutional obligation of the president not to deliver the speech, but a State of the Union. It's a tradition. You're elected. You sit there. You respect the office. You don't have to stand up and clap every time. That's your prerogative, of course, but you politely sit there and both parties should do it and they should all show up. That's how I've always felt. I guess what I was asking if you were still a Republican was just to set up this question. You're more independent-minded thinking Republican. Maybe than some, maybe that's not the right way to put it. You're more down the middle, more centrist Republican than perhaps MAGA Republican. And I think that that's who the president maybe is trying to reach out to, are some of the base that he has lost on the fringes that helped build that coalition for him in 2024. And I guess that's my question. Was there anything in that speech that moves those people that could maybe be more persuaded to vote for a Republican who right now may not?
I don't think so, because he went really back to red meat and he didn't offer anything different or forward looking. It was kind of a backward looking speech, which I get it. You're supposed to cite your accomplishments, but elections are about the future and there was nothing about the future. What are we going to do? No plans, just a laundry list of his achievements. So I think you're right. He shores up his base, but he could do anything and his base is with him. But then the flip side too, the Democrat response, I think too, the Democrats have issues because "I hate Trump" is not an effective campaign slogan. It's never worked. They need to tell the country what they're going to do if they are in charge. And I really haven't seen a lot of that lately at the national level. You know, what do the Democrats stand for other than "I hate Trump more than the other Democrat"?
Do you think that the Virginia governor, Spanberger, laid out an agenda for the Democrats in the fall?
I think it was a tepid agenda, but I think she's a great representative. Given her kind of, she's a more moderate Democrat, first female Democrat or governor of Virginia, very impressive woman. So I think she was a good pick. It wasn't a barn burner speech, but the base of the Democratic Party is kind of where the Republicans are, right? That 25 or 30%. They just want red meat, and that's what they tend to throw to them.
Yeah, I watched her speech as well. Those speeches can be very awkward. It's hard to match the pomp and circumstance of the State of the Union. And she actually chose to do what the Virginia governor, who you may remember his name, I'm forgetting for some reason, in 2011 did after Obama's first State of the Union, to have a crowd there, which yeah. I think can work. But it seemed like even their applauses were like, it was almost as if someone put up an applause sign and stop clapping sign because it was almost unnatural. Did you notice that? Did that ping on you?
Yeah, that speech might be the most difficult speech to deliver ever. you're following the President of the United States, and they've got you in some room that looks like you're in a closet, and it's like, yeah, hey, I'm here. It's just, I remember Bobby Jindal did it one year, and it ruined his political career.
That's right.
Governor of Louisiana. And I watched him come out, I go, oh my God, this is horrible. And he was great. He was a great governor. But yeah, I got the same vibe. I've never, maybe a couple of exceptions over the years, seen the Democrat or the Republican response, whatever it is. President of the United States is pretty cool. It's pretty tough to follow that.
Yeah, and again, walking in the chamber, the announcements, the crowd and all that, gold medals, etc. Yeah. And it was Bob McDonnell is who I was thinking of in office in Virginia. We're just a little short on time today, Pat. I was talking about people sense too much. Do you wear cologne? This is a personal question. Feel free to say no comment.
No, and I don't play pickleball. And I've never seen The Notebook. No, to all three.
Okay. Very good. All right, good to know for future appearances. Pat Brady, I appreciate your time.
Take care.
That's Pat Brady, senior vice president, Mercury Public Affairs.